right, well, here's the first official episode of Nana is Talking Audio Edition. You know, if you're joining me now, welcome, and also I'm sorry. But if you heard me talk before, then, I mean, I'm still sorry, but at least I sound familiar. Right now, what I got on my, my noodle is the whole Kanye running for president thing, which needs to be talked about a little bit more, because, and here's my hot take. Apparently he suffers from, like, bipolar disorder, and I mean, you know, I haven't really read too much into that, but the only reason I'm even, like, bringing the whole thing up is because, you know how Snapchat has those little, like, fucking, story things? Like, from new, like, I don't know, something. Something off topic and wild that, you know, just caught my attention. And apparently he had, like, a rally, and somehow talked about how he wanted to abort his firstborn, but, like, I think, what is it, God came to him and was like, nah, son, that ain't gonna cut it. And I think, I'm not trying to dismiss the whole, like, abortion thing. Like, I mean, you know, it's, if she wanted to, she could have done it. It's not ultimately up to Kanye. I mean, fuck him if that's what he truly thought. Like, if that was the first thought in his head when Kim called him and was like, yeah, I'm pregnant, and he's like, okay, noted. And then he, like, goes back and, like, finds a doctor or some shit. Anyway, it's really disturbing to me as I'm watching this whole thing unfold on social media, because it's blatantly obvious that, like, he's having a fucking manic episode. Like, there's no other, someone doesn't just sit down and, like, think, like, oh, cool, I'm gonna be president. They have to make a concise plan. You know, here's what I'm gonna do, here's what I'm gonna talk about, here's what I'm standing for, here's how I'm gonna benefit the people. He literally just got up and was like, fuck it, I'm gonna be president. And that was trending on Twitter. And a lot of people have pointed out, like, yeah, he's having a manic episode, and it's kind of sad. It's really sad, because it's like, I guess no matter how much money you have, you just can't get the help that you need. Or I mean, maybe he can, and he just doesn't want to, which, whew, that is not a good look. But, and I'm also seeing, too, that his family is disturbed by it, and it's like, damn, so y'all just gonna let him sit there and embarrass himself? I personally would want my family to tell me, like, hey, you know, shut the fuck up, like, that isn't, you're having an episode, just, like, sit down, maybe, like, you know, fucking pet a dog or something, just, like, don't do this. Which, of course, having many manic episodes in my life, I wish someone did tell me, like, hey, shut up, sit down, you know, like, read a book, watch, you know, Hulu, like, just don't. But it's really sad, and nothing makes me more sad than realizing people are making it as if it were, I want to say, like, in essence, they think it's a joke. Like, remember when people wrote in Harambe for president, like, in, what was it, 2016? I don't know, time isn't real. But people did that, and they thought, and they were like, oh, haha, funny joke. It's like, actually, no, this isn't funny. You literally have a fucking dead monkey, gorilla, or, you know, someone's gonna argue with me about that. But anyways, you wrote him in on a ballot for president, and it, you know, it just blows my mind sometimes. But it's concerning that people want him to pursue this and want him to become president, because I'm sure he is making, like, some decent points, but at the same time, it's like, really? You want fucking, Gold Digger Kanye West, you know, that hit song, you want him to be president? Like, are you sure? Like, yeah? So, that's that on that. Let me go ahead and move on to the next topic, which is everyone and their mother, like, arguing. Well, really, you know what I mean. But people are upset that there are higher positions of power trying to send kids back to school in the fall, like, in a pandemic. Okay, yeah, sure. Online classes are not, like, where it's at. Like, I understand that fully. Like, at me as a person, I cannot learn a damn thing online. Like, it's just impossible. I get distracted too easily. I just personally need to sit in a classroom and, like, look at someone, you know, have them write on the board and explain it to me. Because otherwise, I'm just sitting there like, damn, what am I going to have for dinner? And yeah, of course, I get it. Like, online school isn't very cash money. But when you look at it, it's like, they're literally just saying, fuck them kids. And they're trying to send them back into, like, this, like, they're trying to send them back into school where, A, you know, not many kids are washing their hands. You know damn well. They're, you know, touching desks. They're touching each other. They're touching, you know, whatever. They're touching books, pencils, all sorts of shit. And they're not going to think twice about having, like, to get up and go wash their hands or to get up and get some hand sanitizer off the teacher's desk. Like, that just, they're not thinking about that. It's weird that they even want them to go back. Because they are putting, and I guess they don't really care, but they're putting so many kids at risk. They're putting so many households at risk. And for what? Like, to save money or some shit? I don't fully know the extent of where they want to go with this. I just know, like, from a standpoint, like, if I were a parent, it's like, fucking no, Tommy, you're not going to fucking school. What do I look like? Because it's just, it's careless, and it just, oh boy. I don't like where this nation is going in terms of handling this. Because there are other places that literally have this shit on lock. Like, ain't nothing popping off. But here, it's like, oh, you know, open up everything. Fucking wear a mask. You know, stay 6 feet apart. I get it. But then you also have people who are like, man, wearing a mask? Whew. You're really destroying my freedom here. It's like, yeah? Is that it? It's just, whew, the people fighting about masks thing really get me. Because it's not a huge deal as they're making it up to. First of all, it's nothing to do with freedom. It's like, why are you so selfish that you can't wear a mask to protect other people? It doesn't make sense. And then people are sitting here like, yeah, that makes perfect sense. Why would I wear a mask if their mask works? It's like, I don't, you know? I'm clearly stressed out about this, even though I don't have children. But this is one of the reasons why I don't want to have children, because no one knows how to act. It's really scary to put a kid out in the world and have them look at it like, what the shit is this? I didn't ask for any of this. Like, yeah, me neither, dog. And I'm just hoping that someone, like, can step up to the plate and be like, you know, we can't do this. Like, this is really just going to take us down. This is going to destroy the population in addition to the economy. You know, if the universe really decided to speak to me at the moment and was like, yeah, you need to stop this shit, I mean, I would stop this shit. What else? The whole Black Lives Matter thing. As you know, they painted a mural in downtown Asheville, you know, around the road where Vance Monument is, I guess, because they covered it up, but they're gonna take it down. I thought that was pretty neat. I mean, you know, we didn't fucking ask for it, like, as a whole. I mean, you know, sure, haha, funny joke. But it's more of like, we just want people to understand that because of racism, Black people are more likely to be killed by police than white people. And I'm not trying to dismiss, you know, the white people that have been killed by police. It's just more of, why are you making it seem like the police are doing their job by killing these people? So then we have that whole argument, and it's like, well, cops basically just jerk off to the fact that they have some sort of power, and they use that for, God forbid, but they use that for evil, like in SpongeBob, evil. And that's just not very cash money. But then people are like, oh, well, you know, some racist bullshit, you know, this, this, and that, all lives matter. It's like, yeah, okay, sure, all lives matter, but did they matter when there were Asian Americans being, you know, fucking, like, ridiculed and assaulted because of the coronavirus? Were you there for that? What about the immigrant children that are down at the border? Like, everyone there is sick as we speak. What about them? Do their lives matter? No, it's just, the whole all lives matter thing was just created to belittle the Black Lives Matter movement. And they have such a weird, like, look on it, as if, like, it's a terrorist organization. And I'm like, I don't know about that one, bud. It's just, we wouldn't even be having this conversation. This wouldn't even be something prevalent if, A, people would just stop being racist. Like, it's not that deep. Who the fuck sits around being mad about someone's cut, like, skin? Just like, damn, don't really like them like that. Like, that's just not, that doesn't, I don't understand. And it's more of, if I did understand, it's not more of, if I did understand, I would excuse it. It's more of, I don't understand because it doesn't make any sense. And even if I did understand, why? Like, I just, I just have many thoughts. And they're obviously just getting jumbled up in my head. And for some reason, I was like, haha, you know what? I'm going to record it. So there's that. I'm probably just going to go ahead and stop now because I don't really have any real topics to talk about. Maybe in the next episode, I will talk about something cool and exciting and fun. But for now, catch all cool cats and kittens in the next one.